products available.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hide your food, everybody. Hide your stored food. The government wants to know it. They want to know it. They want to know it. They want you to give it up. Oh, my gosh. Big news on food storage issues we're going to be covering a little later in the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Glad you're with me because you're going to get information and news that you will not get anywhere in the broadcast old media. Not going to happen, but it happens here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. And that includes political healing. We've got a lot of political healing to do the next couple of hours. And, of course, if you need to, and I'd love for you to do so, check out the updates on the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com with some of the stories we plan to get to. And no worries if I don't get to it all. I got five additional shows this week. Not just once a week anymore, as you know. Hopefully, if you're new, you don't know. And you'll have the additional five through naturalnewsradio.com. Again, all of those are up there. Listen, Ron Paul, anybody see the debate last night? Anybody catch that? Diane Sawyer looked like she was on Quaaludes. She was meandering. Oh, let's cut the time here. She'd gone for 5 minutes before asking a question. And George Stephanopoulos, as you've heard about him, doing his thing. But the props that are being given to Ron Paul, unprecedented. It is changing. It is happening. And you are doing it. Those of you who no longer believe in the lies, the distortions of the old media, the mainstream media. This is the change that is happening, the sea change that was inevitable 30 years later, as Ron Paul's been saying the same thing for all these 30-plus years, or at least since Nixon closed the gold window in 1971. And I cover these economic issues of healing as well because it's so necessary. Unlike any other hell show on planet Earth, we're able to traverse. What do we got to do here? We got to travel everywhere and anywhere for healing. Into the economic realm as well as the political realm. And this past week, I had Jonathan Emord on. You've heard him on this program over the years as well. He's the FDA Dragon Slayer. And we talked about the threat to dietary supplements posed by the executive branch under the Obama administration. But the same threat was posed under the executive branch under the Bush administration. And the recognition now that is growing that no matter what R or D you have by the name of the executive chief, so to speak, be it a president, their interest, if they're beholden to the interests of so-called Wall Street, which is really just an extension of the Federal Reserve at this point, because the money that has flooded in recently, go, oh, look, the stock market's up again. Hello, inflation. They printed up a trillion or two more. Where do you think it's going to go? It's got to go somewhere. Have you read Whatever Happened to Penny Candy? I'm reviewing that again with my son. He's 11, almost 12, and we're going through Whatever Happened to Penny Candy by Richard Mayberry. Why are we doing this? Because I want him to understand the realities for which the economic dunderheads in the old media don't understand, or just sort of catching up. What is this Ron Paul talking about? Austrian economics, Ludwig von Mises, Hayek, the road to serfdom. And in the debate last night, and we've got some audio clips we're going to be playing in a little while, you're going to hear two candidates. Used to, one was at the top of the charts. He's declined. Rick Perry. Another one, Mitt Romney, that's still struggling now with Newt Gingrich, who somehow, defying explanation, except that Fox News has been worshipping this guy, Newt Gingrich, to the tune of, you know, a couple of months of coverage now, that somehow he's bumped up to the top of the Republican charts, despite his lack of true conservative credentials. His track record shows it. So we're going to have some great highlights in that regard. But they're praising Ron Paul now. They're acknowledging the real master out there in the political realm. The guy who's been saying the same thing for 30-plus years. Consistency matters. Does it matter to you? And, yeah, I'm tired of the naysayers that say, oh, but Ron Paul can't win. Oh, that's changing fast. It is changing fast. The old media's impact upon you, upon many of your fellow Americans, is diminishing. Oh, I know it's not eliminated completely and totally, but it is diminishing. And this last week, I predicted they were going to pull out the race card again. There were some issues there. I covered on the show. In fact, there's a YouTube linked up, I believe, in the show notes today. If not, then yesterday's notes or Friday's notes, where I link up to the YouTube of my clip on discussing with my good friend Liam Shep the racism issue with Ron Paul, which is completely bogus and made up. The reality of it is not there. And so you're going to hear more of these attacks as they're desperate because they can't attack him on the record. And even amongst the Republicans, there is no other Republican that has proposed $1 trillion. Federal Reserve note dollars in cuts your very first year and truly balancing the budget. Hey, what else we got? Oh, nuns on the run. No, nuns on the pill. Can you imagine we're talking about nuns on birth control pills? Yeah, I got to bring that up as well. Some breast cancer issues. Breast cancer drugs are so nasty, they're causing people to quit the treatment. Breast cancer screening, of course, we've acknowledged. The radiation, not saving lives, but actually creating breast cancer. And how is it that snooping on people can make you fat? I think we're going to have to cover that. And do you eat raw cookie dough? If so, the government scientists are here to save you. I'll reveal that on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. By the way, if you'd like to take part in today's show, I'll be flexible today. A little bit of flexibility. I got no scheduled guests, so it's just you and me. Chris Barr may show up, but he's doing some R&R, and God bless him because he does so much work to help people. So whoever wants to call in, give it a try, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, the first clip from the debate, Ron Paul against everybody else, it was on an oath of office question. Actually, it wasn't. What it was on was fidelity. Let's pick on Newt Gingrich. Let's all pick on him because he's a bad husband, and he left one of his wives while she was with cancer in the hospital. And, yeah, that's not good on the character of Newt Gingrich. We would acknowledge that. But is that really the issue? Is that really going to help us go to the next level of restoration of the republic? Or is it something else? Let's hear from Ron Paul in clip one right now.
Should voters consider marital fidelity when making their choices for president? Harrison Paul, what's your view on this?
You know, I think character is obviously very important. I don't think it should be necessary to have to talk about it. I think it should show through in the way we live. And I think it should show through in our marriage. And I happen to have been married for 54 years and a family person. But I don't think we should have to talk about it. But you know what? Probably is every bit as important. If your marriage vows are important, what about our oath of office? That's what really gets to me. That's where you're really on the line as a public figure. And that's where I think a lot of people come up real short, because there's many times that I've been forced to Congress because I take my oath very seriously. I end up sometimes, believe it or not, voting all by myself, thinking that why aren't they people paying attention? Why don't they read Article 1, Section 8? You know, if we took that oath of office seriously in Washington, we'd get rid of 80% of the government. The budget would be balanced. We'd have sound money, and we would have prosperity, and we wouldn't be the policemen of the world. We wouldn't have a Federal Reserve System, and we wouldn't be invading the privacy of every single individual in this country with bills like the Patriot Act. We'd have a free society and a prosperous society.
Yeah, he's the Jedi Master now. You know, they were just trying to keep it on. Let's pick on Newt and his marriage problems. Marital infidelity. And, of course, someone else had mentioned, yeah, if you're not faithful to your marriage vows, you'd be more likely to cheat on your business partner, et cetera, et cetera. And I take those points valid as well. But the oath of office that is basically chewed up and spit out the moment most people become representatives, congressmen or women or senators or presidents, it becomes a politics of convenience. Well, the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper, as Bush was reported as saying as well. So it's not just the Obama administration that violates the Constitution. It's almost every member of Congress, as Ron Paul has voted very often. You know, it's basically 535-4 to 1, you know, or 434 to 1. He's the only guy saying, hey, Article 1, Section 8 doesn't support it. There is no enumerated power that would allow us to operate in this realm. And the great new ad that came out this week is like, the Department of Education, gone. You know, they blow up the five departments, if you will, eliminate them, so that we can reduce the budget deficits, the debt, etc., and reduce the burden on the children yet to be born here in America. Does that sound like a rational plan? And they say he's radical. And what is radical is, are those that do not take their oath of office seriously. I mean, the serious candidate. We want to talk about serious candidate because even Roger Ebert. Did you see this? I saw this in the news. Roger Ebert, the film critic from the Chicago Tribune. I mean, he's been through the cancer mill. I think they had to remove most of his face because of salivary gland or throat cancer or something. But he's continuing on with his articles on movies and such. Say what you will about him. He's typically left-leaning, liberal, Democrat kind of guy, but he acknowledged Ron Paul is the only guy speaking sense that's serious up there. And sure, there are fleeting moments where you go, oh, well, that person was okay and that person was okay. But consistency throughout the years, consistency throughout all of the areas and realms of political reality is something we don't see. In fact, it doesn't happen in generations. It doesn't happen. And so when you see people, if you're not yet on the so-called Ron Paul support train, and you see people and you think, why are they so passionate about this guy? It's because they're seeing something that hasn't been seen in generations, perhaps since the founding fathers. Someone so committed, so totally committed to liberty, so totally committed to America, that he is willing to be unpopular in an era where lobbyists have bought favors and people have been duped into believing things that would destroy them as to being beneficial to them. We've got some more clips from yesterday's debate on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll get to them. Your calls, if you'd like to be part of the show, at 800-259-5791. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to my sponsors. And coming right back to rock the health world even more after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, your calls this hour and next, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If indeed you are too frightened to come on the air live with me, that's okay. I'm pretty gentle about these things mostly. You can also call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave me a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The best comments, questions, we get them on the air either on today or a lot of times through Monday through Friday show through Natural News Radio. Now, we're doing a little bit of political healing. We've got nuns on birth control pills coming up. I know that should frighten us all, shouldn't it? No, it should frighten them, but that's another story. We're talking about the Ron Paul debate. I call it that because it's him and everybody else. Come on, let's be honest about this. And where do we go? The fact is now it's transitioned tremendously, although you wouldn't know about it in the mainstream media. Did you see the post-debate coverage? Was it ABC or whoever? Basically, no mention of Ron Paul at all. I think there was one article that I saw that there was a mention like in the last paragraph that he was in second place or something. But the continual ignoring of Ron Paul is par for the course, so to speak, because he does indeed, unlike everybody else, challenge the status quo. The status quo is not what he's about. He's about restoring integrity, liberty, etc. That is not what big media wants. It is not what big pharma wants. It's not what big government wants. It's not what the military-industrial complex wants, despite the fact that more military personnel, both active service duty and retired, supporting Ron Paul. Double, more than double all other Republican candidates combined, including over double than Obama. And people say he's soft on defense. What do these military people know that the chicken hawks do not know? Great stuff is happening here. Real transformation. And you're a big part of it. Thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to chime in with me. By the way, they're acknowledging him in the debate. Was it Rick Perry? I haven't given him a lot of credit for much because of his Gardasil debacle, executive order. Merck gave him marching orders and money, and he said, sure, let's just shoot them all up. I realize some of its levels of arrogance and ignorance within Rick Perry, but I'm going to be nice to him for a moment because he said some very interesting things about Ron Paul. Let's hear that Rick Perry clip.
The form of closing statement, we just want each of you, you're all running against each other, but in these last few minutes, if you stick to the minute, we will not run over the commercial. Tell us the one thing you've learned from someone else, one of your challengers on stage. Governor Perry.
I tell you, Congressman Paul got me really intrigued with the whole the Federal Reserve, and I've spent a substantial amount of time reading about Congressman Paul is the individual on the stage that got me most interested in a subject that I've found to be quite interesting and at the root of a lot of the problems that we have, and I thank you for that.
Now, I still think he's a globalist, a Bilderberger, etc., but at the same time, I'm going to give him his props for acknowledging that. I think they're reluctantly having to do so at this point, but who else has been teaching? I mean, that's why I say the real teacher, the real master, the guy that's been the living example here in this regard. Hey, you know, in 2004, I actually broadcast live from the Libertarian National Convention in Atlanta when Michael Bednarik was like a deer in the headlights, and he got the nomination at that point. I do have a call. Pat's calling in from Cleveland now about the latest in the Libertarian goings-on. I guess the candidate, is his name Bill Still? Pat, is that who the candidate is you're talking about?
That's right, Robert. His name is Bill Still, and he has a website, still2012.com, and he's running for looking for the nomination for Libertarian for president.
Oh, I remember going through all of that, following that up again, especially in 04 when it was a big deal. And of course it is to some degree, but the Libertarian Party, you know, has been in ups and downs over the years. We talk about the need for liberty and my leanings towards that, of course, and wanting to see what is as far as within the Libertarian platform, which I know a lot about. Where is Bill falling in this regard?
I really don't know what is standing in. I think it's pretty early, and I don't think they really selected anybody yet.
No, they won't till the summer.
But I think if he gets enough support from people and input to the party, Libertarian Party, I think they might select him.
Let me ask you something, Pat. You obviously, if you're leaning that way, you do appreciate Ron Paul and his perspectives on so many things. Every time he's on a major news network, they always say, well, Ron, are you going to run third party? Are you going to run third party? Isn't it interesting they don't ask anybody else that, especially the ones really low in the polls that are not going to have a shot at all at the Republican nomination?
Well, I think that's true because they're really a threat to the system. And I think what Bill Still offers that Ron Paul doesn't is that he wants to nationalize the Fed as opposed to really just imposing a gold standard, which historically, I think, has really just been a precursor to the same system we have today. So for people that want maybe a different solution along those same lines, I think Bill Still offers that.
All right, Pat, I appreciate the call. I really do. Thank you for calling in. The number is 800, and it's 259-5791. I will say, you know, it's interesting. I've heard some of these proposals about nationalizing the Fed, in other words, bringing it under Congress, taking out the private bankers. But I still think we have the same problem if we're on a fiat money fractional reserve system. I don't know that it changes that at all. And, of course, Ron Paul's perspective, a little different than what Bill or Pat had just said about it, he is for legalizing competition. Yes, he wants a gold standard, but ultimately, could it not be that the marketplace can determine what money is and completely disconnect, if you will, the mandate that you can only make legal tender that which we say Congress or abrogating our responsibility turn over to a private Federal Reserve Bank? And so I think it's a bit more nuanced than what Pat acknowledged there, but I do hear some of these calls for nationalizing it. I don't trust the government. I don't trust Congress enough to do that right. So I would say allow the people to determine what money. If you want to trade in gold and silver ounces and rounds, whether they were denominated in dollars or not, why not? Isn't that a birthright freedom? Why do we need the government's permission to do that? Could not the states decide what they want to accept? You know, and then let all of these things compete in a marketplace. If you really believe in liberty, why not? Of course, the fear is that our overlords might abandon us. I think the best thing they could do is abandon us. And that's what we're talking about, restoring liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, whether it be in the economic realm or whether it be in the food realm, we've got some stories about the rage not only on farmers, but now the rage on, and I'll talk about this later in the program, the rage on some LDS or Mormon groups that are doing food storage. And the governments are coming in and demanding that you give us your list of who's buying stored food. We need to know. Why? Because now you're a potential terrorist if you store food. And yet the government, on the other, schizophrenic as it is, says, well, it's a good idea to plan for emergencies. But yet if you do, we'll consider you a terrorist. We're going to hear from Rand Paul next hour what he has to say about these new parameters by which they can declare you an enemy combatant, even as a U.S. citizen, denying you Fourth Amendment rights, if you will, the protected rights, denying you habeas corpus. We could send you to Guantanamo. This is an amazing thing. You talk about abandoning liberty. You talk about abandoning the Constitution, which is why the Ron Paul quote, you know, ending up on the switching from fidelity in marriage to fidelity to the Constitution was so critically important to play. And I hope you'll replay it. If you didn't catch it, we played it in the first segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Stunning information about, you know, the oath of office. These people that voted for the Defense Authorization Act recently, they have violated not only their oath of office, they violated any semblance of claim that they are American, really, loving liberty, defending the Constitution, out the window, but not here. It's in the window. It's in the House. It's on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots of health freedom updates. I'm going to talk breast cancer as well, nuns on the birth control pill. You name it, we got it. We're going to fill in as much as we can. 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com. Stay with me. Coming right back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
That's for the pharmaceutical industrial complex now. According to David Cameron, maybe everyone is, should be, a research patient. I've got that linked up at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Those of you who are my Facebook friends, you'll see them popping up every once in a while as well there. 800-259-5791 to call in with a question or comment. And wow, was Mitt Romney nice to Ron Paul, acknowledging Ron Paul like Rick Perry did? What's going on here? Has something frozen over? I heard there was an eclipse of the moon recently. Could that be what's going on? They're nice to Ron Paul? Or are they just looking to try and get some of his supporters? Let's find out. Let's hear from Mitt Romney last night's debate.
Things about Ron Paul that always amazes me is when I come to a debate like this, the only signs I see are the Ron Paul people out there in freezing. And freezing temperatures are always there. He ignites an enthusiasm with the number of people that's very exciting to watch.
Why does he do that, Mitt? And why do you and your other Republican cohorts not do that? Do you think it's because of people, the difference between a person that's living the principles that he espouses as opposed to just putting your finger to the wind and changing? Oh, I was for the individual mandate before, I was against it. You think that might be the case? I mean, but they're acknowledging it. They're seeing something. They're going, which, how do I duplicate that? I need a focus group. Call up one of these Fox News contributors. Who's that guy that does that? Is this what we, you know, we know. Do we know here? I think we do. What's the difference? But too many of our friends and neighbors, perhaps, here in America, not yet getting it. And still going to the, oh, he's not electable, he's too extreme, oh, he believes in the Constitution, oh, he doesn't want to drop bombs on Iran. Of course, we're already bankrupt. The point is bankruptcy. We're broke. And if I must reiterate, and I must. The whole idea of foreign policy, him being weak on terror or anything you want to say, no. He's the only guy that is strong enough to say what is truthful about bringing our troops home so we can legitimately defend our borders and legitimately defend these United States, the sovereignty of this country, rather than worrying about the borders of Iraq, Afghanistan, etc. And if you want to have the ability to have a strong national defense, you cannot exhaust yourself on a permanent state of warfare offense, much like your own immune system goes decrepit if it's permanently in a state of on because of your leaky gut syndrome. And by the way, we know how to reverse here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, I reiterated that this past week. So if you haven't heard any of my shows from my weekday show on Natural News Radio, go to naturalnewsradio.com. I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Download any of those shows while they're still available. Hundreds of hours. Hundreds of hours to catch you up to speed so you can see reality from a different perspective, one that is rooted in principle, as is Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul. Do we have time for the closing statement? Never give up. Never give up on Ron Paul. Do we have time for that, Brady?
I have learned that you should never give up on your opposition, because if you're persistent and you present your case, they will come your way. So, Rick, I appreciate it. The assumption that freedom brings people together. And if you understand freedom, it's based on tolerance and nonviolence. So if it's tolerance, it should be bringing all kinds of people together, and that's following our Constitution. We shouldn't be fighting among ourselves, because we shouldn't be fighting in Washington. If we all take the same oath of office, where does the fight come from? Somebody is messing up somewhere. So I would say that with persistence, I think that we can all prevail and come up with the right answers.
Nice, man. I mean, that was every debate performance of Ron right now is improving every time out. It's amazing. This guy, the communication is getting better. The team he's got is better. He's in it to win it. Who says that? Randy on that, what's that show? American Idol? Yeah, American Presidential Idol. And he wouldn't go to the Trump debate. Now Trump may have to cancel it. All right. The principles are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as they are every week. 800-259-5791. Nuns on the pill! As well as all vaccines being contaminated. I've got your information on that and breast cancer and more. After the break, stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show for healing you will not get anywhere else.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV.
fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Gold Show. Robert Scott Gold Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, back at it, the United States of Health Talk Radio. Thank you for being a part of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, we do this 6 days a week now, Monday through Friday on Natural News Radio. Of course, today, Sundays on Genesis Communications Network, GCN. Glad to be here with you. Nuns on birth control pill. What's going on here? All kinds of bizarre things coming out of the world. We've heard some horrific stories about, of course, pedophilia, and that wasn't only in the church, now in Hollywood, in the athletic endeavors of college and such. Now, nuns on birth control pill. Why? Well, this article says that, and by the way, it's up at robertscottbell.com, nuns should go on the pill for anti-cancer protection. Oh, that's right. Take a pill that causes and contributes to cancer, and that will help you to have less of it. Oh, this is just too ripe for the picking here. There's actually a picture of a nun picking some tomatoes. Why would nuns be more likely to have breast cancer? They're saying, well, because they don't get pregnant, they don't give birth, they don't lactate. This is the argument. Listen, women live longer because they have an advantage over men, typically, in terms of their monthly cycle. When there is no pregnancy, the monocellular lining of the uterus is sloughed off and shed, and that's known as, to be not so graphic, just to say it, as a menstrual period, all right? Now, we have a problem here in general because we are also toxic, women included, and so the women, to compensate for the liver congestion that they're all suffering from, have an advantage over men because every month they have another route of excretory elimination. And on top of the monocellular lining that's sloughed off and shed, often women are now dumping toxins and other fat-soluble poisons and things out, and they're literally having inflammation of the tissue, uterine fibroids bleeding out in a way that is not designed by God to occur unless it's a compensation due to toxicity, due to deficiency in so many things. And we can talk about deficiencies of many nutrients. Many nutrients. In fact, you know, when I do my show prep, you know, I try to take 1 day a week off now. I've been better about it lately. Get the Saturdays, the Sabbath for a lot of people. Take it off and enjoy my family, enjoy the kids. I took them out yesterday. We had a great time. But a lot of times that means I'm doing a lot of show prep for today. Today! Right before show, you know, so sometimes I don't eat as much as I should, you know, and I'm fine for the most part. But I can get hungry during the show sometimes. I'll eat. A lot of times I won't because I don't want to go, sounds like I'm chewing while I'm on the air. I did that once for an interesting purpose. That's another story. But I took, what did I do? I took a 100 micrograms of a food grown supplement known as glucose tolerance factor chromium that I get and I encourage you to get from my good friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com.
And the chromium, of course, balances out. It literally helps the body to function more properly in terms of regulating blood sugar. You know, the utilization of the sugars that are stored as fat, much less putting those things in excess when you eat into the fat cells. So you can convert and transform. You can utilize energy much more efficiently. And so it's one of the strategies we can utilize. And a lot of women that are tired around the time of their period, of course, they can be drained if they are bleeding. And how do I say this? You can't say this in any delicate fashion. But a menstrual period is not supposed to be an injury to the uterus that causes red arterial blood, like you've cut your finger. And if women are experiencing this every month in that context, heavy bleeding, it is because of an injury due to some other aberrations and inflammations and other things that are happening there. But it could be also, in addition to a loss of blood, the lack of chromium within the cells because the food doesn't have it. And so to utilize energy, blood sugar regulation, etc., those that are hypoglycemic, those are type 2 diabetic. If you're not already doing 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium from choosetobehealthy.com every day to correct this issue, you're missing out on something that is so profound that would limit your need and maybe eliminate it altogether to use modern medicine to manage things that can be undone completely through nutrition, through nutrients. And so I'm encouraging you to look into that. His number is 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077 to correct that which has gone wrong. So my argument here with nuns, if they're having more periods than less, they have more possibility of excretion. There are other factors associated with breast and uterine cancers besides not having children. And nothing in this article acknowledges that at all. In fact, it's all about, we can put them on artificial birth control pill, somehow regulate something, never acknowledging the fact that the pill itself can create other problems, including cancer and cardiovascular risk. We don't have enough synthetic hormones out in the environment. At least this nun looks to be growing her own food wherever this picture is taken. And I hope that we would all move that direction to grow our own food. We've got another segment coming up here, almost up on a break. I want to talk about contaminated vaccines. Also, that everybody is becoming a research patient. We've got a whole other hour to go, too. We've got a lot of healing to go. In fact, the government wants to know if you're storing food. Great danger. I'm going to be covering that, plan to, on the air on Advanced Medicine Monday as well with Mike Adams, as well as my dear friend Dr. Rashid Batar. But stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show, where healing happens like no other place in media. RobertScottBell.com. I'll be right back.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-taste discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips?
Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I just got a message from a dear friend. She's a medical doctor in England. She's originally from Nigeria, and I knew her mother very well, who was also a medical doctor in Nigeria. Worked with her homeopathically, and she was her mother was wonderful. Bless her soul. I mean, it's a rough life in Nigeria. People don't live to the ripe old age, even if they're healthy, because of violence there. As such, this is a reflection as I saw this comment from my dear friend there. And so, in fact, she was able to heal so many eye diseases with homeopathic medicine. Homeopathic medicine! Of course, there's bush medicine as such. But she writes me through Facebook. You know how you message? Some friends are really friends on Facebook. Hey, RSB! So I had a half hour to kill waiting to watch a movie, so I decided to check out your Ron Paul YouTube link. I don't know which one, probably one of the more recent ones from last night's debate, I think. Obviously, not being much into politics and not being American. Again, she's Nigerian and she's in England. She's a physician there. The most you ever see or hear of Ron Paul has been your posts. That's what she says. He seemed to be a really polarizing figure. But I have to say, listening to his clips, he comes across as sensible, amiable, and actually funny. Now I'm going to have to listen to some more of his interviews when I get some time. Until now, you were my favorite conservative. And I'm just like, I love this. See, this is the thing when people say, well, I heard he's a racist. I was like, have you ever listened to the man? Have you ever watched the YouTube clips? Have you actually done and listen with an open heart, an open mind, open ears? And you hear exactly what my dear friend Ejiro just wrote me about that. And I was her favorite conservative until now. I would gladly step aside to acknowledge. And by the way, if you saw the post-debate poll, it was like not even a contest. As usual, Ron Paul wins. But on one of the debate sites, I think it might have been on the ABC site, you could actually see where all the votes were coming from. I checked it out yesterday, and it was like 48 of the 50 states dominating. As of later last night and this morning, all 50 states, and there's even international support for Congressman Paul. People are hearing it from all. See, this is the thing. Freedom bringing us together. All of the differences that you'd think would divide us from cultures and all kinds of things that are radically different than America. You hear truth. You resonate it. You sense it. It is amazing. Amazing how that the truth resonates. You know, if we talk about nuns on the pill, we talk about restoring integrity to women that are having problems. I've talked about the hormonal change ease product from Dr. Christopher's. I've talked about homeopathic menstrual products that can actually help to normalize and really rebalance the endocrine system that has been so upset and disrupted. But we've all become experiments. We've all absolutely become experiments. And David Cameron out of Britain talking about the National Health Service, since my dear friend, Dr. Ejiro, I will call her, is in the NHS, as all the doctors are. And he says, David Cameron said, every NHS patient should be a research patient with their medical details opened up to private healthcare firms, says David Cameron. The Prime Minister says it would mean that all those who use the NHS in England will be helping in the fight against disease. No, it doesn't. It means it will be helping to promote research into pharmaceutical drugs, surgical procedures, etc., etc. Nothing. And this is, again, the danger of Obamacare and all government intervention in the free market for medicine. All medicine. And in the speech in London, Mr. Cameron said he would consult on these changes in the NHS, which governs how the health services run, so that all patients' data is used for medical research. Unless they want to opt out, of course. We can let you opt out. How about let people opt in if they want to participate in that? But the danger in government-sanctioned medicine is just that. You lose all privacy. You become a slave to the state. You think it's free. Oh, but it's free! No, nothing is free. And this comes with the price of your soul, of your children who are turned over. Another story here, fascinating. This is through my friends at SaneVax. Norma puts this up. All vaccines are contaminated, every last one of them. You have got to read this link. The chief, if not the sole cause of the monstrous increase in cancer, has been vaccination. Guess who said that? Dr. Robert Bell. Once vice president of the International Society for Cancer Research at the British Cancer Hospital. No, 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 it's not me. I'm a humble homeopath, talk show host. But there's a guy named Dr. Robert Bell who said this. If you want to get your annual flu shot, taking your children for the 40 or so mandated vaccines, you need to read this article. The chief, if not the sole cause of the monstrous increase in cancer has been vaccination. Yes, is exactly what I've been saying for years here. And in fact, we're getting closer and closer to release of the vaccine seminar that John Rappaport and I have done. You can pay attention to that. You're going to want to change your life for the better by participating, listening to all the things that are saying there. This is stunning, isn't it? None other than the now-deceased head of vaccines at Merck, Dr. Maurice Hillerman, who was on camera admitted that Merck's hepatitis B vaccines contaminated with a virus, they said, it caused the AIDS epidemic. But, of course, all toxicological strains on the immune system can create immune deficiency. He went on to say that all of Merck's vaccines are contaminated with cancer and other viruses. The U.S. government has conceded the Hep B vaccine causes lupus. We go on and on and on here. Is there any reason why we continue with the delusion that vaccines are preventing disease when in fact they are causing disease? Cancer, immune collapse, immune deficiency, autoimmune diseases like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes. Is this not stunning? Perhaps the highest scientific authority saying vaccines are contaminated is Garth Nicholson. He's a cell biologist and editor of the Journal of Clinical and Experimental Metastasis and the Journal of Cellular Biochemistry. He's one of the most cited scientists in the world, having published over 600 medical and scientific peer-reviewed papers, edited over 14 books, and served on the editorial boards of 28 medical and scientific journals. He's not just saying that vaccines are contaminated with mycoplasma, but is warning the U.S. that they are. Warning that they are all of them. Nicholson goes further and says that we are all being damaged by them and contracting these chronic degenerative diseases. The damage translates into lifelong patients and thus lifelong profit for the pharmaceutical industry making the vaccines. And he says it doesn't appear to be accidental. I have been saying this as well for years. You're just now catching on to this? Vaccines are the gateway drug intervention to make you lifetime dependents of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, propped up by big government, made possible by big government, made possible by big media that takes the billions and billions of dollars of advertising from the same industry that enslaves you and damages you and your children with vaccination. We got to do a lot more next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't go anywhere. Take a break. News break coming up. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to chime in on this or anything. They're coming after your stored food. I'll tell you about that next. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.